Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we have a great show for you as always. It's Tuesday. And every other Tuesday, we talk with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. I can say that this morning.
It is good morning. It's a better morning.
For some.
Yeah, absolutely. We might talk about the city commission meeting a little bit tonight. I don't know. We'll find out. Well, I guess first off, of course, you know, that's been, we'll be talking about this for a while, definitely all this week, especially as we got a lot of rain. It's still cloudy out there. It wasn't raining when you came in, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. If you know any anti-rain dances, do what you can out there. We don't need any more rain. Ron, we heard from you yesterday during the press conference in front of the RCPD yesterday. Mayor Morse, just your quick thoughts on this. I don't know if we've heard from you yet.
Just that it was a surprise. I think everyone will say that. I don't know, Ron and the emergency people in this community worked wonderfully together. And I, as a citizen, didn't detect any glitches, so that's a good thing. But I was out and about a lot yesterday at the Scenic Drive Bridge and the Hunter's Island, South Manhattan Avenue, I guess, and in a number of places, including the two shelters that we have. I went midday yesterday and then again last night. This community just really rallied. And the Red Cross was wonderful. I was really, I've never really been involved in a Red Cross response, but I have to say that I was really impressed. And they even sent a mental health specialist. I didn't realize they had one. But anyway, it's a good thing. And that the community's response was tremendous. And our emergency personnel, all year long, they practice or they collaborate and they have meetings. And sometimes you think, you know. But this is an example of where it really, really pays off for our residents, that they know exactly what to do when they arrive and just go right to it.
Here with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse, who you just heard speaking. We also have City Manager Ron Fear in studio. I do want to remind folks, if you have any questions, comments, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Ron, have about 24 hours kind of to digest all this and maybe look back on it with not as much of a chaotic energy, I guess you can say. Just kind of your thoughts this morning.
Well, it was great to not hear the phone go off last night multiple times, and so didn't go off at all, which was nice. And so, you know, that was one of the things, you know, you're at the news conference yesterday, you know, there was a question about, you know, do you think you've experienced this before, which we have, you know, so we've not only practiced, but we've done this before on Wildcat. And again, one of the things I reiterated at the news conference was this was the worst we've ever had on Wildcat. So
I think you said like a 500 year.
Over a 500 year. I mean, areas that had been hit before were much deeper, and then there were new areas. You know, that was even the Pat Collins had indicated folks that lived west of town and in rural properties had flooding in buildings they've never had flooded before. So a huge event, you know, very unusual for September, too. You don't, you know, if you look through history, you won't find a lot of flooding records, I think, in September. It's just not something we're used to, you know. And because of that, you got new students that have moved to the community, and so you're not really, you know, those are some of the things I thought about, you know, of the warning. That question caused me to pause a little bit. But, you know, I think we have come a long way with our experience on Wildcat Creek. We've got some areas we're trying to do mitigation work in that particular area, and we're going to continue to do mitigation work, something we'll be talking about for quite a while. But one of the things that, you know, as the mayor indicated, hats off to, you know, our first responders, our first line. You know, the first 4:04 a.m., I was looking back last night, and that's when the first flash flood warning actually came from the National Weather Service. I remember getting up, I keep my phone in the kitchen, you know, in a recharging station, and it was going off, and I went out there and moved it into my bedside table. So, and then it went off again at 4:53, and that was the first local warning of Keats and Anderson Avenue, and then it went off again at 531, which is another National Weather Service warning and road closures, and that's when Pat sounded the first sirens. We've installed flood warning sirens, and those were a remnant of the work that was done at Tuttle Creek Reservoir, where they were there was a possibility of during reconstruction work and at the dam that there could be a dam failure. So they put all these sirens in the communities to warn folks, which is different. They also serve as a tornado warning siren, but they have a different tone, and you can actually broadcast a message on them. Now, of course, you know, typically those still aren't really meant to be notifying people on the inside. You know, if your air conditioner is running, you may not hear it. So one of the things that we've tried to emphasize is the Everbridge system, or different systems that you can sign up through the National Weather Service or locally, because you'll get those local reports. And, you know, a lot of times those are broad and people tend to ignore them, but it's one that clearly those warnings were there. 5:30 was when the road closures first started, and we were evacuating people out on the west of Scenic Drive in that particular area. So those are key items. So if you could get some WeatherBridge warning devices, and we can certainly provide that information for folks for how they sign up for that that warning system.
We do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on in Focus.
Yeah, good morning. I heard you say we've made a lot of progress on Wildcat Creek. Well, anyway, there's no one that could have predicted a 9-inch rain or rain up the valley, up the you know, to Keats Valley, Fort Riley. Now, we at one time had applied for some monies to work on Wildcat Creek to make some walking trails and all this and all that, and we got greedy and asked for too much money, and they turned it down. If we would have had some of that money, would that have made any difference in this? In my humble opinion, I don't think anything would make any difference unless we build a dam just west of Blueville and take Keats out like we did up the valley, or, as I suggested 8 years ago, it's in the minutes of the county commission, that we cooperate with Fort Riley and get some ponds up there and hold that water back. Well, we're going to do it now because we had an expert come to town, which is a person 50 miles from home with a briefcase and get a lot of money. So anyway, if we'd listen to the local people that have been here all their life so far, we might save some money and we might make some progress. I'll hang up and listen. You are doing a great job. I want to reiterate that.
Appreciate the call. You know, the mitigation measures that we've analyzed, the HUD grant that you speak of was a significant effort of planning effort, and the goal there was to eventually try to buy out and relocate a lot of the residences or businesses that had repetitive flooding. And actually, we have been buying a few of those out. It's a voluntary program that exists today. The detention ponds or dams that you spoke of, there was a recent report that the city and the county commissioned in conjunction with Fort Riley that did show that you could build some detention ponds on Fort Riley that would, I don't know that they would have helped us much yesterday for that event, but generally speaking, they would have reduced the flows by about 20%. In the watershed. A lot of the heavier stuff this particular rain was on the northern reaches of the watershed, and so it really would take a collective effort to do numerous smaller watershed dams, or, as you say, a large one, and obviously a large one in the valley would be pretty controversial. And so the other option is to just look at trying to preserve that flow corridor and not allow either elevate structures by putting some kind of parking maybe underneath structures that could take that, or eliminating them from more of that watershed, which, you know, keeps growing. So this was outside our 500-foot boundaries, which is our typical guiding reference for issuing a building permit, and you can still, in some circumstances, build within those areas. So those are discussions that I think we'll certainly be having more of in the future, and what other notices, you know, the mayor and I were just talking the other day when she had seen a county sign that was put up in the county about flooding and whether we should start doing more of that here, you know, and you could have had one in down the street here, if you had one, this area flooded in 1993. Well, that was quite a long time ago. But if you would have put a similar one out in Garden Way, there would have been a sign that said this sign was underwater in 2018. This sign was at this level in 2014 and at this level in 2011. So those are, you know, the flash floods are really really difficult, especially ones that hit in at night and people aren't up and awake and that sort of thing. So there's not a lot of advance warning, and that's why I do want to give a shout out to we all started really at Keats with our CPD and rural firefighters that were helping folks in Keats, and then we just kept moving downstream, Manhattan Fire Department, and did a super job of police and fire, and even our head city workers responding to areas to knock on doors, and people need to go. And so they didn't have a lot of warning. But, you know, we were very fortunate that I think most people heeded that warning as best as possible and got out and or at least were awake and could react and to when the water did show up, that we really didn't have any deaths or significant injuries. We did have a couple of water rescues, though, that were near calls.
Mayor, before we go to break, maybe some of your thoughts on some of the callers' questions.
I agree. I just wanted to say how fortunate we are to have those notification systems, because in 93 we did not have them. And I happened to be at the veterinarian in the industrial park when Pottawatomie County came through with an evacuation notice. And I live in Northview. And I went home and said, oh, well, we're not going to go anywhere. We're a little higher than that. And then the man across the street started moving out. That was it.
It was a good
yeah,
clue.
Yeah, it was a good clue. I just think we are better prepared than we ever have been. Think about it. But we aren't as prepared as we can continue to make improvements. And that's what I want us to do. Whatever. They can be small things like letting a tenant or a renter know that. So some of the people in Garden Way probably rent those bottom floor units and don't even think about it. We've had a drought for how many years? Haven't thought about Wildcat. You know, even the local people haven't. We need to think about that better and try to figure out how we can, just like a sign or something.
Or any sort of requirement for
exactly.
the landlord to inform.
I think there are, you know, we don't need to invent the wheel. I think there are ideas in other communities, and we need to just take a look at them and see what ones might work here, and easy ones. You know, I want to go with those first, and continue to work on the hard ones. Flooding is a hard one, and there's no way around it. We are vulnerable.
Especially like we've kind of been talking about, not just here on In Focus, but all morning, just nearly 9, sometimes 11 inches of rain in some places in 5-6 hours. You can't predict that. That's tough to deal with. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris and City Manager Ron Fear. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show.